In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I preached many a second Sunday of Advent sermon on John the Baptist. I preached on his wearing camel's hair and eating locust and wild honey, on his preaching and screaming repentance. I'm not going to do that this morning. I was reading the lessons for this day, and Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, jumped out to me. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard lies down with the kid, the calf and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. And the little child shall lead them. Sam Patera says, Advent is embodied in the eternal child, a world of justice built upon children, wolves lying down with lambs, kids lying down with lions, ruled in this kingdom by a child. So with this in mind, I want to talk about children. Just about children, I want to talk to parents and the grandparents, the godparents, and this whole parish family. When these children were baptized, and when many of you were baptized, this whole congregation was asked, would you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these children in their life in Christ? And we all responded, we will. We made a commitment to them. Not just their parents and godparents, we did. That we'd be with them. We would support them and we would love them. We are blessed with children. Really blessed with children in this church. You can go into some churches and not find any young people or children anywhere. That's not so here. To be honest, though, in 2007, when I retired from St. James and I came here, there were very few children here. Maybe three or four would come down the aisle bringing up the offering, and that was all. Thank God that's changed. I've said it before, but I want to share it with you one more time. From my standpoint back there at that altar rail, there's very little in life that gives me any more satisfaction, just a real good feeling on the inside, than giving a child communion. To look down at those wonderful eyes looking up at me, their little hand held out, sometimes with just two fingers held out, says to me, this is what Christianity is all about. Open, trusting, giving and receiving. I'll never forget two children whose parents did not want them to receive communion. One of them, when I came by with the bread, put his hand out. I put the bread there and I said, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. He looked at his mother and he said, I told you he would give it to me. I'll never turn anybody away. Another one used to stick her arm out very quickly, thinking her mother was going to grab it, see her and grab it and pull it back. She would always see her, though, and pull her hand back, too. The mother stopped that. They're both receiving now. We really are blessed with children. I love to see them running around the whole parish hall. If you were here Wednesday night, you saw it in the best condition I've seen it in a long time. I love the commotion, too, when they join us in church. Seeing them sitting up in front of the altar rail, looking up, sometimes mimicking what the priest is doing at the altar, holding their little hands up. Because this place is alive. These children of ours are the lifeblood of this parish family. They're not just the future of this place. They are this place. I wonder what it'd be like to be a child all over again. To go all the way back to the beginning of the whole process. To be like a child and sort of braille the world, to touch and discover our first flower, our first bug, to jump in the mud, to run through rain puddles, to play with our first puppy, our first kitten. What would it be like to be totally dependent on somebody else, to be picked up and moved about, to be fed and changed, to look at this world of ours from way, way down there? Sometimes maybe we ought to get on our knees and see what it feels like down there with them. A child is born into this world totally trusting. They're born totally open and dependent on you and me for everything. As Christ himself said, unless you have the faith and the trust of a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to go out on a limb right now. Everybody says children grow up too quickly in this world today. We have cell phones, iPads, computers, television, games. These put extra pressure on children. They do grow up too quickly. But I think he can be traced even further back, all the way to Barbie and Ken. Many years ago, children played with dolls, dolls who were babies, dolls who were cute and cuddly. And then Barbie came along, and Ken came along with her. And children had to grow up. They had to grow up and be teenagers before their eyes, before they were ready to, and right before our eyes. I know it's simplistic, but really think about it. I've told you this before, but I can stand up here and talk to you about children because Gay and I have raised four absolutely perfect children. Our children never got into trouble, never did anything we told them not to, never ever talked back, always did their homework, were on the dean's list, always got in on time, never had any friends we didn't like, never threw temper tantrums in the grocery store or Walmart. They were and are absolutely perfect. But let me go on. Teach that child they are unique, totally and completely unique in this world of ours. Look into their faces. They're no two exactly alike, and never will be again in the history of this world. And their personalities, no two are ever alike. Each one of them is completely different. And so love them for who they are, not who you want them to be. Don't try and make them into somebody else, into a friend or a brother or a sister. Love them for who they are. There'll never be another one like them. And help them use their imagination, their creativity. Give them the freedom to explore, to be adventurous, to be curious. You have to set limits, yes, you do. But let the limits be reasonable, and let the discipline be loving. And never, ever try and discipline when you're angry. And we're always talking to them and talking at them. Hardly ever do we ever talk with them. To get into their world, like I said, get on their knees if you have to and look them in the eyes. Let them tell you what they see and what they feel and what they hear. You may be surprised. They can really help us get in touch with the world of wonder that we've forgotten about in our old age. And please touch them. Christ picked up little children in his arms and hugged them. So pick them up and hug them and squeeze them and let them squeeze you back. They're never ever too old to hug. And let them get hurt. And this is difficult. We don't want our children to hurt. We don't want them to feel pain, but the fact is it's here. The world we grow up in can be mean. It can be unfair. It can hurt. And they're going to get hurt. And so let them. And then be there to help them get through it. And never ever let a day go by that you don't tell them you love them. To take them in your arms, squeeze them, and tell them those words. And those words never get old. We're here this morning because of Jesus Christ, because of his birth, his life, and his resurrection. As I think about him right now, I can see him lying in his mother's arms when he was born, sharing his first meal, and her crying tears of joy as he sat there. I can now see him lying in his mother's arms at death, but he's too big to fit. His legs sort of drape over her legs. And she's now crying tears of pain at his death. She cried tears of joy at his birth. Now she's crying tears of pain at his death. Our children are precious. Are precious just as Jesus was precious. In closing, I want to share with you a story of something that happened to Gay and me when we lived in Oxford. We had four children who were under 9 years old. There was an older woman who was a good friend of ours. We were griping one day about the kids. They were driving us crazy. Took all of our energy and strength just to get through one day. She looked at both of us and she simply said, When they're young, you can hold them in your lap. When they get old, you have to hold them in your heart. And the little child shall lead them. And we're all children of God. And thank God we are. Amen.